Fortified superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard to beat. Yes, when you really think about it, good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, so you can dig them too.
When you freeze something,
it's for later.
But how much later?
There's no way to be sure!
But Wendy's is sure that if you want a juicy, delicious hamburger right now, it should be made with fresh, never frozen beef, unlike some other guys. So that's what's in every single hamburger Wendy's serves, and the doubles, and the triples. Because at Wendy's, fresh never gets old.
It's football time again in the Deep South. Hi, everyone. Russ Robinson here from Friday Night Under the Lights to tell you about a new show here on Easy 87.7 FM, the Friday Night End Zone with Jason Scarborough. Every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., Jason and his crew will get you ready for all the big games around the state. Then at 10 p.m., Friday Night Under the Lights will give you all the final scores from those big games. So whether it's before the game or after the game, it's the Friday Night End Zone from 4 to 6 p.m. and Friday Night Under the Lights from 10 to midnight. We keep you in the game.
Let's face it. You aren't just a man or just a woman. You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more than just a team. You're a family. You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.
Friday Night Under the Lights, and Russ Robinson here along with George Broadstreet. You are watching tonight on the Windy from the Windy's Giant Studio and listening on MPB Think Radio, and George Broadstreet in the Mississippi Sports Medicine Scores Corner. And let's go over while we're waiting. We're trying to effort our Mississippi Sports Medicine. Thank you very much. There we go.
Change
headsets.
You put on the wrong headset, Russ.
How about that? That is better.
We need. I thought, am I that low?
Yeah.
But well, I picked up the one. It's Jake's fault. He's not here.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. All right.
Oh, it's okay.
So anyway, as I was saying, what was I saying?
I don't know.
You're going to do the brackets here in a moment. We're trying to effort Michael Granberry, who is the head coach for Pisgah. If we can't get him, we're trying to get in touch with Ty Harden, who's Houston Hilltoppers, won tonight. Pisgah is out. They lost tonight. Well, who did they lose to tonight?
Bay Springs.
Okay. Haven't heard a whole lot about Bay Springs this year. And here they are. Back in the playoffs. You know who's excited about that? Don Hinton. Don Hinton played. Was from Bay Springs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Executive director of the MHSAA.
Can't get either one.
Okay. So now let's go over these brackets, George, because there's a lot of people that want to know. And I got a note from Will Watson a moment ago, and he and Dr. Dave are working on if it's a home or an away game.
Yeah, we got that.
Oh, we got that. All right.
Yeah.
I hand it off to you.
All right. Well, let's start with 6A. And, of course, you've gone through the score several times. But the 6A North semifinals will be Warren Central hosting Madison Central, which is, you know, that was a brutal game. It was played about mid-season. And then Starkville will be at home against Horn Lake. So that will be an interesting game as well. Starkville's been struggling the last few weeks. They've been winning, but they've been struggling.
Horn Lake could give them problems.
Horn Lake could give them some problems, no question. All right, South 6A, it's Pearl hosting Hancock. So, you know, Pearl will be obviously heavily favored in that game. And then surprisingly enough, in the South semifinals, 6A, it's Meridian hosting Petal.
Who would have guessed that?
Who would have thought?
Five weeks ago.
Yeah, well, 3 or 4 weeks into the season, you never would have guessed that Meridian would be this, you know, this deep into the playoffs. In the 5A playoffs, North Grenada will be hosting West Point. So Grenada gets that nice win over Germantown and then has the pleasure of hosting West Point. And then it will be Lake Cormorant hosting Olive Branch.
You know what? I don't know this for a fact, but I don't know if Lake Cormorant's ever hosted a playoff game.
I do not know the answer to that.
We'll get Dr. Dave on that, or will. One of those two guys will know.
All right, South 5A, it's Laurel hosting Brookhaven and Stone hosting Hattiesburg.
Ooh.
In the 4A North, Louisville will be hosting Greenwood, while Noxubee County will be hosting Corinth. In South 4A, it's Purvis hosting Poplarville and South Pike hosting East Central. In 3A, Houston, as you mentioned, Houston will be at home against Yazoo County, and it will be Choctaw County at home against North Panola. South 3A, Hazelhurst will be at home against Forest, and Port Gibson will be at home against Jefferson Davis County.
Yeah, Jefferson Davis County, of course, being the
former Bassfield. Yeah, the Bassfield-Prentice combination. Right. And then in 2A, and now this is, you talk about a great game, Calhoun City at home against Philadelphia. Now that's a good, you know, that's a semifinal game.
But, Philadelphia undefeated.
That's a semifinal North half game. And it will be Scott Central, who we've talked about a lot during the course of the season. Scott Central at home against Winona. In South 2A, North Forest at home against Taylorsville. While Bay Springs, the team that we talked about who beat Pisgah tonight, Bay Springs will be at home against Collins. And Collins is one of those schools that always seems to turn up when it's playoff.
You remember that year they had the tallest team in the MHSA? These guys are tall. I mean, all of them were all tall.
1A, Okolona is at home against Ray Brooks. And then Simmons has to go on the road to Shaw. Shaw will be hosting Simmons. In 1A North. In 1A South, it's Nantawaya against Stringer, and Nantawaya will be hosting Stringer, and then Resurrection will be at home against Lumberton. And then, of course, going to MAIS action, the finals are set this way. Jackson Prep in Quad A, Division One. Jackson Prep and Park Lane will meet at 6 o'clock next Friday evening at beautiful Robinson-Hale Stadium on the campus of Mississippi College.
Do they have who the home team is on that bracket?
No.
Okay.
It doesn't say. I don't know. Does it really matter?
Well,
I guess it sort of matters.
One side has more seating capacity.
Well, that's true. Division 2, Quad 4A. At Jackson Academy, and this is like Saturday evening at 6:30. It is Lamar and Simpson in the finals.
You know what? That is going to be a good game.
Real good game.
Simpson has played outstanding football this year, but Mac Barnes, a guy we called his games.
A long time ago.
He just seems to get those
always
guys.
Always seems to be there
in the championship game. He does. And what did you tell me the Tri-County score was tonight?
I got the score. Hold on just a second. Tri-County beat Prairie View of Louisiana 36-26.
So what do they do next week?
Well,
we ain't got to that part.
I haven't got to that part yet. Give me one thing. In AAA MAIS, now this is Saturday afternoon at 2:30 at Jackson Academy. I think one of the better games throughout all of this, Indianola Academy and Starkville Academy.
There's no doubt.
Indianola's undefeated. Starkville's lost one game.
Yeah, and talk about two teams that are mirror each other. That will be an outstanding game, and that's going to be at JA.
At JA. And then on Thursday evening of next week, I mean, it's a short turnaround.
Yeah.
Thursday evening, the Academy AA Championship at 6:30 at Jackson Academy will be the aforementioned Tri-County playing Greenville St. Joe. Now, Greenville St. Joe is pretty tough. They beat Centerville tonight, 33-14. They're 10-2 on the year.
That's Bill Hurst down at Centerville.
Right. But Tri-County and Greenville St. Joe. And then in the A Championship game, which is Thursday afternoon at 2:30, that's really a quick turnaround. not a whole lot of practice time this week. You'll have West Memphis. West Memphis Christian, the Arkansas side of West Memphis.
Right. Across the river.
They will be playing Trinity in the Academy
out
A
of Natchez
Championship game. And that's right. And Thursday, Monday, you know, a really, really quick turnaround. The 8-man game, in fact, they're probably already starting warm-ups for this one. It's 11 o'clock next Thursday morning at Jackson Academy. It's Humphreys and Briarfield, Louisiana, against Briarfield of Louisiana.
You know, Justin Smith just sent me this, and we were talking about the Meridian Wildcats.
Mm-hmm.
And I had forgotten about this, but Justin reminded me that this year in the preseason poll that came out in August, Meridian was chosen number 3 in the state to start the season.
Yeah.
Now, they stumbled out of the gate a little bit as far as some tough games.
They did, and they had a very tough, you know, like a lot of these schools. Well, you know, Meridian's won, but Warren Central. Warren Central's pulling the pearl from last season. You know, Warren Central played some really tough games early and lost 3 games.
Right.
By, you know, just a few points.
Field goal here. And,
yeah, very few points. And now you look at them, they're 9-3 and hosting Madison Central. And now that to me, I could see Warren Central and Madison Central playing probably Pearl in the championship game.
Oh.
Because I think, you know, and nothing disparaging there against Starkville or Horn Lake. I just think that Warren Central and Madison Central, either one, are probably playing a little better right now. But, you know, I don't know. Horn Lake surprised me tonight. They beat a really good Northwest Rankin team tonight, 20-7. That's a little bit of a surprise.
You know, one of the reasons we enjoy having guys like Will Watson and Dr. Dave on the scoreboard show, Will's already found out the answer to my question.
Yeah.
NAIS, you probably saw it, NAIS playoffs, the higher seed, which would be Prep,
right,
is the home team for that. And I thought it was back and forth, but apparently it is the higher seed.
So we Prep could kind of figure that out if we really wanted to. Prep, of course, would be the home team because they would be the higher seed. Lamar would be the higher seed against Simpson. Indianola would be the higher seed against Starkville. Let's see here. I'm not sure if I'm smart.
Humphreys would be the higher seed in the 8-man.
Greenville St. Joe would be the higher seed against Tri-County. West Memphis would be the higher seed against Trinity. And you're right, Humphreys would be the higher seed against Briarfield.
Yeah.
So, well, thanks, Will. I mean, isn't it great? I mean, we got Twitter, we got text. I mean, then, you know, Will's just a cesspool of knowledge.
Well, he'll start tonight after we get off the air. And he'll start putting this stuff together.
Right.
And of course, I can't wait to see the power rankings and how they line up with these
teams.
Yeah,
I think it'll be the final version of the power rankings, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think they wanted to end before, like, the semifinal week, which is
right
next week.
Right.
And it'll be interesting to see how some of these teams hung around, and a lot of people counted them out, but the power rankings didn't. And what was that school we were mentioning that at the beginning of the show today? Oh, goodness. Let's go back.
We're talking about Hancock.
Hancock.
Yeah.
You know, and they were in the power rankings.
He's had them in the top 5 or 6 teams in 6A all year.
I'd like to get Jake's take on that.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to step aside and take a timeout, and when we come back, hopefully we'll have the coach's corner, and also Rachel Ryslinski will join us from Channel 40. Keep it right here. Friday night, Under the Lights, continues in a moment.
Let's face it, you aren't just a man or just a woman. You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more than just a team. You're a family. You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Matt Baines about Shelter's roadside assistance.
It's football time again in the Deep South. Hi, everyone. Russ Robinson here from Friday Night Under the Lights to tell you about a new show here on Easy 87.7 FM, the Friday Night End Zone with Jason Scarborough. Every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., Jason and his crew will get you ready for all the big games around the state. Then at 10 p.m., Friday Night Under the Lights will give you all the final scores from those big games. So whether it's before the game or after the game, it's the Friday Night End Zone from 4 to 6 p.m. and Friday Night Under the Lights from 10 to midnight. We keep you in the game.
When you freeze something,
it's for later.
But how much later?
There's no way to be sure.
But Wendy's is sure that if you want a juicy, delicious hamburger right now, it should be made with fresh, never frozen beef. Unlike some other guys. So that's what's in every single hamburger Wendy's serves. And the doubles, and the triples. Because at Wendy's, fresh never gets old.
Welcome back to Friday Night Under the Lights. Russ Robinson along with George Broadstreet. Glad to have you with us tonight, listening on great radio stations on MPB Radio, Think Radio, all across the state of Mississippi, and watching on the app and on the website, FNUTL.com. Joining us now on the telephone is Fox 40 Sports Desk, Rachel Ritzlinski. Good evening, Rachel. How are you?
I'm doing well, but look, I got to say, I have to correct you on something.
Okay. We can only do that once in a season.
Sports deck.
Isn't that what I said? It's sports deck. Yeah.
I think you said desk.
Did I say desk?
No. You said it last week, too, and I was going to let it slide. But this
sports deck.
D-E-C-K.
Yeah.
It's deck.
Deck. Yeah, D-E-C-K. Yeah.
Deck.
He's reading it off the prompter.
Get posting in here. No, I'm just kidding. All right, Rach. Well, the problem.
Hey, look, I didn't make the name. I just promoted.
And you do that quite well. And, you know, so you called my hand on it. This, by the way, this will be Rachel's last phone call with us. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, Rachel's going to be working with us on the sideline for the All-Star Games. Looking forward to that. And what game were you covering tonight?
So we made a quick stop at the game of the week, which was Madison Central hosting South Panola. And, you know, the game of the week, I only get to stay for a couple minutes, so I save for a live shot at 5:30 and have to get out of there, unfortunately. But interesting note, you know, I was walking around with my coworkers, and we noticed like a big old camera crew. And I was like, well, that's not us. That's not our competition. Who is that? So we approached them, and it was a camera crew that freelances out of Austin, Texas.
Whoa.
And we're working on a special feature with ESPN.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and they were being kind of secretive about it, you know, and I was like, well, what's the story? But they made it clear that it, the story was on South Panola, not on Madison Central. But I thought it was interesting that if they're doing the story on South Panola, that they traveled to Madison Central for the story and not South Panola. So they were being kind of like, they were being very nice, but it's like they didn't want to give too much information away about the story. Like, I don't know if they thought maybe I would steal their story idea or something, but he did give me a business card. So I'm hoping to like get some more information on that and see what this story's like, if he did anything really on Madison Central
I'll let you in on what I know. I had heard, I don't know how much truth of this, they're actually going to ask all of the Texas Longhorns to leave, and they're going to bring in South Panola to possibly win some games for the University of Texas. So, I don't know.
That is probably the most accurate statement I've heard
on Mike. Hey, Rachel.
Verified on Twitter, right?
That's right. You know what? Next week, you've got, I mean, a war down in Vicksburg between Warren Central and Madison Central. You know, it was a war the first time they played. But, you know, going down there.
Oh, my gosh. I cannot wait.
It's just that there's a mystique about playing at Warren Central to begin with. And you're just talking about two smash-mouth football teams.
I mean, and to see them play the first time, I don't remember what the final score was from that one, but I know it was our game of the week, and I know it was a close one, and to have, I just love rematches like that. I mean, I was kind of hoping for another eat dirt, you know, competition, but man, this one will be good. This will be really good. And Warren Central is just so, like, I know it sounds, you know, I guess cliche, I don't know, it just is such a gritty team. Like, there is no other word that would describe them better than that, and I'm pretty sure the Warren Central would agree with that statement. I mean, they are just so gritty, and I was just talking to Chris, I wonder if Jay Hobson would be in town for that kind of game.
I wouldn't be surprised to see.
His nephew plays, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Just kind of hanging around by the fence over there and watching them all game. You know, this is a matchup. Now, would you think that'll be your game of the week next week?
Yes, that's our game of the week.
Well, I would think so.
I never like to say for certain, but 99% sure that's our game of the week, yes.
All right.
Because, I mean, I know it's the MAIS finals, but come on, we know what's all going to happen for MAIS.
Rachel, you can't let the cat out of the bag.
You're from the future.
Well, you know that
Jackson Prep is probably going to win another title.
And folks, that's why she is who she is. She's not afraid to step out on a limb and predict the big games. You know, you got a lot of these the MAIS games being played between Mississippi College and JA, and you've got some really good matchups that are going to be playing over Jackson Academy.
They're going to be played at Jackson Academy?
Yeah.
I missed City College. I wasn't sure about Jackson Academy. Okay, cool.
George's Saturday's games, right?
Well, the games that are played on Thursday and Saturday are at JA.
Right.
I knew there was one on Saturday, which really bums us out a bit because, you know, want to have them for Friday, but that's
right.
Okay.
Right.
Right.
So they'll be all over the place, and then, of course, you'll have...
But the Prep Park Lane game is at MC Friday night.
Right, right.
At 6 or 6:30.
6 o'clock is the kickoff for that one, and it'll be at MC, and of course, it'll be Park Lane and Jackson Prep. So next week, you've got championship games, but you've also got semifinal games, and we've always felt like the semifinal week is one of the most exciting weeks of the year on the MHSAA, Rachel, because you got so many good matchups.
Oh, I mean, with matchups like we said, like Warren Central and Madison Central, I mean, it's hard to even explain the excitement for that kind of game. And then there were a couple of games I haven't even looked at who's going to play who. Chris and I were just looking at the bracket whenever he gave me a call, so we're still kind of finalizing all those games. But, you know, it's going to be a good list of things. I know Scott Central's still in it.
Yep.
I saw, like, Pisgah's out, which I'm bummed about. You know, wanted to see Don Ragsdale run for some more yards.
Oh, I know. I know.
I think he was just, I don't know what his final was, but I know he was really close to breaking the state record, but he had missed those two games. If he wouldn't have missed those two games from Tarrant messing up his knee,
right,
then, you know, he would have got it. So,
but it was really amazing, Rachel, that he only missed two games with that injury.
I know.
You know,
outstanding, and he is. I did a story on him a couple weeks ago. He's so chill and so quiet, and doesn't really say much about himself. But I think that says a lot about his character. So,
well, we were supposed to have their Coach Granberry on tonight in our Mississippi Sports Medicine Coaches Corner, and we were not able to effort them. You know, they lost tonight, and so it's always difficult to get a coach on a night that they lose. I certainly understand that, but I don't think we've seen the last of Don Ragsdale. Do you?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
I said, I don't think we've seen the last of Don Ragsdale. I think he's going to be playing in the at the JUCO level at the very least.
Oh, definitely at the very least. And so, yes, he has 10 D1 offers. Every JUCO in Mississippi has offered him something. And among the 10, I mean, it's Southern Miss, which is, if he was, you know, I would assume that he would go to Southern Miss because they have another former Pisgah player there that he's friends with at Southern Miss. There's also Alcorn State, Jackson State. I want to say maybe Florida Atlantic, don't quote me on that one, and maybe ULL or ULM, one of those schools. But, you know, obviously the big ones, JSU, Alcorn State, right. Southern Miss all being in state and everything, and then all those JUCOs. But additionally, the kid plays baseball.
Yep.
And so I believe it's, I don't know if it's Hines. I can't remember. I'm mixing up all the schools. I think it might have been Hines Community College that offered him something for baseball already.
That's correct.
Or they're in communication about it.
Well, they're in communication about it.
So Coach Granberry had told me, you know, he wouldn't be surprised if Ragsdale ends up going the baseball route because obviously it's a lot easier on your body.
Yeah.
You can just go to the minors a lot quicker and, you know, make money faster and just playing sports and this and that. So he said, you know, don't be surprised if the kid doesn't even play football anymore.
Boy, that'd be a shame. Yeah, that really would. Hey, Rachel, thanks for coming on with us tonight. And she is Rachel Realiszewski from the Sports
Deck.
Thank you very much. The Sports Deck on Channel 40. I wasn't going to make that mistake again. Hey, Rachel, we'll look forward to having you on the sideline on the All-Star Games, and we'll talk to you next week as we get into a very, very important week next week.
Oh, absolutely. Looking forward to both.
Thanks, Rachel. Good night.
Thanks.
All right. That we're getting close to putting a wrap on it. Your biggest – all right, let's take two. Mm-hmm. Two of the games that surprised you the most tonight.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, number one, and I don't know. I don't know whether this is my surprise or I think the biggest surprise, like globally here. but Warren Central beating Tupelo, I think that's going to catch a lot of people by surprise. Especially the fact that it wasn't like a last second thing. They won.
No,
they kind of dominated the game, 30-13. The other, I think a lot of people here locally are a little surprised, and maybe they're not surprised down on the Gulf Coast, but Hancock beating Brandon 30-27, that one surprises me a little bit because, you know, Brandon's had a year where they finished the year 7-6, but they probably had four games that could have easily gone either way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That was a little bit of a surprise.
Well, I think I agree with you.
Well, and I throw in a third. I think a lot of people will be surprised that Lake Cormorant beat Cleveland Central.
Yep, because they were undefeated, had the 6'9 quarterback, and I was looking forward to seeing him up in the state championship games, but he's not going to be able to be there.
Yeah.
But I agree. I think that not so much that Warren Central won the ball game, but it's
the way they won it.
Mm-hmm. And so congratulations to Josh Morgan and the folks up there down there at Warren Central. And your prize is being able to take on Madison Central next week. Boy, that is going to be some kind of ball game. And we'll be interested to see how that one comes out.
Yeah, either one of those teams could be a championship, you know, caliber team.
And either one of them is going to have to play Pearl.
Right.
So I want to thank everyone that made tonight's show possible. Of course, Dr. Dave and Shouse and Will, the Thrill out in Georgia, and Steve Poston and Ty Bailey, Chris Saxon, and, of course, George and myself. We wish you all a happy weekend, and we'll look forward to having you back here next Friday night on Friday Night Under the Lights, made possible by the Mississippi Peanut Growers. Good night, everyone.